Imagine never having seen snow and then being dropped into a world covered with it. For the up to 80,000 refugees that come to America each year, this is a big culture shock. The Allegheny Front's Ashley Murray visited with a Bhutanese refugee family that's felt winter's chill rather acutely. And she's learned about some steps agencies have taken to keep new immigrants comfortable. We first aired this story last year.
My name is Marie, and I'm with Jewish Family and Children's Service. Today we're going to just talk about weatherizing your home.
Marie Gagnon is an intern at Jewish Family and Children's Services. She makes sure that when families arrive, they're prepared for Western Pennsylvania weather. Right now, she's working with a Nepalese family of eight.
So next, what we'll do is take the plastic. And we're going to measure it next to the window. The importance of weatherization for a lot of our families is to really help them save money on their heating bills. It's a concept that is actually foreign to most Americans, not just refugees or immigrants. And for many families, especially in the Pittsburgh area where the homes aren't as well insulated or older, it's really important that they learn how to protect and do the best they can.
Refugees frequently find themselves in older housing stock. It's all the newly arrived can often afford.
We want to make sure, doll, that we smooth out the sides.
As Gagnon speaks, 24-year-old Meg Kodka holds the hairdryer to seal the plastic around the windows. The rest of the family, including grandparents to toddlers, watch intently.
So as you can see, you want to hold it closely, but not too closely to the plastic.
These refugees arrived from Bhutan just 3 months ago. Meg and his family come from a line of Lochampas, people of the south, ethnic Nepalese who settled in southern Bhutan in the late 1800s. In the 1980s, they were told that their culture was no longer welcome in Bhutan. When the Lochampas protested, they were pushed out, becoming refugees. Dal Pudal of Jewish Family and Children's Services translates for Meg Kodka, who spent most of his life in tropical southeastern Nepal in a refugee camp. There, the temperatures went from 60 degrees to 90 degrees. That's it. He explains the contrast to his new home.
I was seeing the snow in a movie only. When I saw the snow in the air, I feel very surprised.
It was the same for his aunt Mina.
Was this your first time seeing snow?
This.
We see people coming in flip-flops, and we instantly get coats on them. We try to get them shoes. But it's sometimes a hard habit to break.
That's Leslie Eisenman from Jewish Family and Children's Services. Traditional wear for women in Nepal is a light lungi or something similar to a sari. Even now in Pittsburgh, older generations still wear this traditional outfit. But of course, it's now under a puffy winter coat. According to Vibrant Pittsburgh, a welcome center for immigrants and internationals, nearly 800 of the 1,000 refugees that arrived in the greater Pittsburgh area since 2008 have been from Bhutan.
While total numbers don't compare to some cities like San Diego, maybe, it's just the growth within our own city that's been tremendous.
Eisenman says that each year, once the frost begins to bite, community organizations pull resources together, giving scarves, hats, and coats to those in this new natural world. As for the rest of this winter, Gagnon continues to do her part, putting plastic on the windows, turning thermostats down, and the homes of new arrivals.
You guys did the best job of all my weatherization projects that I've done this year. You guys did really good.
Reporting from a cozier house in Pittsburgh's South Hills, I'm Ashley Murray for the Allegheny Front.